This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Ladies, you know, it's time of the month, a specific time that comes every single month for us where things get a little tricky. The cravings get serious, specifically for stuff we don't need, like ice cream and chocolate and all of those feel-good things. You may get irritable like me. I'll be ready to bite everybody's head off. Or you may be in a phase of life where you are going through perimenopause or going through menopause and you're dealing with all of the symptoms that come from that. I want to tell you about Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLESSED at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and just use code BLESSED at checkout.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I'm the host of the Blessed and Bolstered podcast and the CEO of Anchored Media. Today's video is all about a life update. What's going on? It's January 2023. What you've been up to? What you have going on this year? So let's talk about it. First things first, new background. Who this, right? We are at Anchored Media Studios. So I'm really, really excited. This is a huge update of what's been going on. Our renovations are mostly complete. We have maybe 99%. My business partner, who's my aunt, is a perfectionist. So she don't play about the details. All of this decor, she did that. I just be here like, oh, it's cute in here. She did that. And so I'm actually going to be moving out of my other office space this month, and I'll be officially moving into the studio. So not only will this be a space where people are able to rent out for their meetings and content shoots and all of the things maybe to work, because we have offices in here and all of that, but this will also be Anchored Media headquarters. So if you book here, you'll probably see me hanging out in my office or hanging out around the studio working as well. So that's a huge, huge, huge thing that I've been up to. We actually also did our brand photo shoot for the studio. So much has changed since the brand photo shoot. So we had added some things, but we were able to take care of that. And it's like maybe a handful of things left before we officially open for booking. So I'm very, very, very excited about that. This is a brand new business. There are, of course, some overlaps between Anchored Media and Anchored Media Studios, but legally, they are two very distinct businesses. I have a business partner with Anchored Media Studios and, of course, our own Anchored Media 100%. So I'm excited. I love the way this looks. I'm just looking at the camera right now while I'm recording. I just really love this space. It's a beautiful space. And not only that, it's a consecrated space. So we done lathered these walls up with oil before they got painted and some more stuff. Everybody who comes in here, they always talk about, it feels like I'm at home. Like, it feels like an apartment. I want to move in. AKA, you feel the presence and the peace of the Lord when you walk in here, okay? People just don't have the language to explain that, but that's what it is. So I'm very excited about that. December was a month of rest, and I roll my eyes when I say that because it was a month of rest-ish. I took a vacation. So my husband and I went to Mexico with our friend Charlotte and Andre for a week. Whew, that was amazing. We had to swim. I didn't do no footage. Forget that, okay? I was not carrying that. I had the camera. I was not doing that. Man, we had to swim up pool to the room. It was just beautiful. We stayed at the Secrets Resort in Riviera Maya / Cancun, but it was a beautiful resort. We celebrated BJ's birthday. We had dinner on the beach for his birthday. I upgraded our flights there to first class. Listen, I tried to update them or upgrade them coming back, but they were full and I was salty. I was like, BJ, I can't go back to the hood. Like, I can't. I've ridden in first class before, but more so when I was younger. So, you know, you don't really appreciate nothing then. But as a grown person with long legs and who need elbow room, that upgrade was everything. We were in like row one C and D when we upgraded our flight. Man, I had my phone charged up, plugged in. I had a meal in first class. We were just straight chilling. So when we were coming back, like I said, I was like, I cannot unsee this. Now, I'm in a place in my life where I can afford luxury things periodically, you know, not once a year, but maybe a few times a year. So we could fly first class every now and then. I could buy a nice bag or whatever every now and then. I'm not balling out of control where first class is the standard or I'm going shopping at Neiman's and Marcus all the time. Not there yet. We will be eventually, but not there yet. We got goals and a kid about to start private school. So that luxury was one I was like, B, this gotta go in the travel budget. We gotta figure this out because I cannot go back to the hood, okay? That was just a great trip overall, very relaxing. I had me a good old time there. Of course, business-wise, my book became available everywhere books are sold. She Is Uncompromising, A Christian Woman's Guide to Mastering Motherhood, Business, and Everything in Between. My book is now available. I'm so excited. I've been seeing all the people who posted and tagged me and all of that as they're reading it. So thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody who purchased. I was very excited about that. So the book released, I think, the day before we left. So that was a huge milestone in December. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to rest as much as I wanted to in December because mom life got in the way, but you know, things happened. My son ended up getting sick where we had to go to the ER. He had to get breathing treatments. It was just very, he's great now, but it was just like hectic and chaotic the day we got back from vacation. And so I feel like I haven't really been able to recover from that all the way, but I'm good. I'm good. I didn't get to get the full turned off from life month that I wanted, but I still had a great vacation. I still did get some rest. And so I'm really excited about that and excited about 2023 and what's to come. Now let's talk about the goals and the plans for this year. One of my plans is I really want to do more vlogs for you guys. I'm going to try. We're just going to leave it at that. I don't want to make no promises. I don't want to say I'm going to do X. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to try my best. I want to do more vlogs because one of the biggest things when I was writing my book and just teaching on the concept of She's Uncompromising, I wanted people to realize it's really not about having the perfect hack or the perfect software. It's just about creating a lifestyle where you refuse to settle. You create a system for your life that works and allows you to do all things well. And you're disciplined to the system every single day. It's really that simple. And so with the blogs, I want to really be able to show you guys what being disciplined to the system really looks like. And so I started recording some this week. And in the blog, I was saying how my system for this year, I have a schedule, I have a routine, but I know myself well enough to know I need routines with flexibility. If my routine is too rigid, I start to feel boxed in. So in my blog, I talked about how this morning I woke up late. But I made sure that my schedule already made way for extra room. So because I woke up late, I just had to move some things around, but I still got everything done. So creating a system or a routine with some flexibility is a key part to my system to make sure I'm getting everything done. But I'm also just creating a system that is conducive for how I like to do things, which is, like I said, having a routine, but still having some flexibility in there. So I wanted to do more vlogs. I'm gonna try. It's Thursday today. I vlogged successfully for a couple of days this week, so we shall see, but I'm really gonna try my best with that. Business-wise, I mean, there's no huge monumental goals. I feel like if every year you have this long list of these huge monumental goals, and every year it's either the same one or a new one that's not building off the last, what are we really doing here? Right? What are we really doing here? We're just creating these vanity lists that are not really leading to any real life plan. So for me this year with business, I don't have a huge goal besides with Anchor Media specifically, but to make more money and profit more money. That's it. I want to keep doing what we're doing. Again, make more, keep more. So that's what I'm focused on. Also, even within that, just pulling away a bit more from the operation side of the business and being focused on just bringing in new revenue and opportunities. But that's pretty much what I'm focusing on business-wise. With Anchor Media Studios, my goal is to get it to a place to where we break even, that we recoup our initial investment, and that we're breaking even month to month. I mean, of course, I want to be profitable, but the most important thing right now is that we're consistently breaking even, and that we recoup the investment that we put in to get the place purchased, renovated, and all of that.
This episode is brought to you by NPR. We know that Black stories and Black representation in the media is so important. When I was growing up, I wanted to see people on the screen who looked like me. I wanted to hear people on the radio who sounded like me. One of my fondest memories of my childhood was growing up and listening to our local radio station. And my favorite media personality, if you're from the DMV area, you know him, is Russ Parr. And I listened to the Russ Parr Morning Show every single day on the way to school. That was my first introduction to Black people in the media. And I just remember how I felt connected to the hosts, their guests, all the segments, how even my mother or anyone who was in a car with us just felt connected to the stories and had a great time engaging with the show. And it's something that's inspired me today, just really wanting to connect with my listeners through my platforms. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and as nuanced as the Black experience itself. I think one of the things that so many places get wrong about the Black experience is they make us to be a monolith. And we're not. We are so different and we have so many perspectives. There's so much diversity even within Black stories. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. So everywhere from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. My favorite part of the series is the diversity of perspectives, because I believe that one of the most frustrating things about being Black in America is the way they try to group us all together as if we don't have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different opinions, different cultures within our culture. And I love that diversity. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuances, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be told about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which location we actually want to go to, I've been thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off, a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today.
Now, outside of business, my biggest focus is more so of my personal and spiritual goals. A revelation that I got as I was reflecting over the past year or so is that my life over the past few years, especially with the way my business has grown and my audience and influence has grown, is so much of my relationship with God is about me receiving and then pouring out. So receiving and then pouring out on the podcast. Receiving and pouring out on my team, receiving and helping my clients build their platforms, seeking God and then putting it back out. So even though I would seek him on, even with the business, like hearing from him on what to do with the business and then implementing it in the business. And I got to a place where I was like, man, I remember when he told me to shut my business down and I ain't had nothing going on. And it was just me in my prayer closet all day, and how peaceful that was. And so I was just like, I miss that. I miss the joy of my relationship with God, to where it wasn't any pressure to produce anything, but I could just be his daughter, right? That father-daughter relationship, that intimacy, that closeness, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And not to say I didn't have peace before, but it was so much of receiving and giving for other people, because it's a lot going on, serving in these different places, in my home and my business and all of that. And so this year, I'm focused on just that peace and that atmosphere of just me being and spending that time with God. I'm very committed to that this year, and I'm excited about it. Last year, I was talking to my husband. I was like, man, I spent a lot of time last year stressing, because one of the things that, you know, I feel like any high achieving person deals with sometimes is anxiety. And so not debilitating anxiety to where I'm having panic attacks or anything like that, but just getting stressed about stuff. Oh, this happened. And it was a lot of turmoil internally for me, because you got my flesh who wants to be anxious and make stuff happen and stressed and worried. And then you have my spiritual side that's like, girl, just trust God. Calm down. Just trust God. So I'm constantly having this internal battle with myself of like, okay, let me separate from what I see and let me focus on the word. Let me focus on the promise. Let me persevere and keep pushing. And I was able to successfully push through and, of course, stay in alignment and trust God. But it was a lot of fighting internally, and that's exhausting. And I was telling my husband, I'm like, man, every single thing this year, and in reference to last year, of course, that I was stressed about, God worked out. It was so many things, and I'm open but also private, so I do keep a lot of stuff to myself and don't broadcast it on social media. But it was a lot of stuff that was really like stressing me out, that when I look back, God just worked those things out. And I'm like, man, how much more joy would I have had? How much more peace would I have had? How much more better sleep would I have had if I just wasn't tripping over what was going on and truly resting in God? And I think a reason why I was so stressed out or so anxious most of the time is because the nature of my relationship with God had gotten so much about doing, 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 hearing it and executing, hearing and then communicating. But I wasn't doing a good job of creating an atmosphere of peace and just resting. And so it wasn't until a couple of days before New Year's where things finally calmed down. You know, my son started feeling better. My husband was working a little bit. So, you know, our nanny still was working. So I'm able to just pull away for a second and truly sit with God. And the first few minutes of that time, I was just crying. I wasn't saying anything. I was just crying and not crying. I was crying for a few reasons. Sad, because I'm like, dang, why I spent all that time stressing this year, God? Like, I could have just trusted you. So really just feeling shameful a little bit of all of that back and forth that I was having internally. I was crying because I was so grateful of how God just continues to show up and just be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I was crying because I was so happy of the peace that I was feeling. Like that peace that surpasses all understanding, that's what I was feeling in that moment, just the peace of God. I wasn't even going to him for anything too deep. I did want to touch base, like, all right, God, the new year about to start. Like, did I miss anything in all of my hecticness internally this year? But before even getting to that, I was just in that moment of worship and gratitude and peace. And it was just such a beautiful experience. And so that's what I'm really holding on to. I was talking to a Kavaya. We went out to a dinner a couple nights ago, and I was telling her, it's like the woman with the issue of blood when she stretched her hand and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. How I feel is like I'm hopping on his back. Like, she touched the hem of the garment. Now I'm on the back. Okay, I'm piggyback riding. Is how I feel. Like, forget all of that. I ain't just touching the hem of the garment. I'm connected. Okay, one of my favorite scriptures in John is, "You abide in me, and I in you, and you will bear much fruit." And so that's really my posture that I'm committed to this year personally, is hopping on his back and staying there. Because something I realized in therapy last year, my therapist was like, "Well, you're good at creating boundaries, but what happens is, depending on how much you care about a person or love a person or love what they're doing, you bend your boundaries a little bit." And I didn't really realize that about myself, because I've always been very like, nah, if I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. Or, you know, no, I have no problem telling people no. But when she put the mirror up to me, I realized, my nose be a little janky when I love somebody. I bend a lot. And what I began to realize was the people that I love weren't respecting my boundaries all the time. So I would say the people that I love were not always respecting my boundaries, and my eyes were being open to it because of that conversation that she and I had. So where I was like, oh, I'm bending my boundaries for you because you're not respecting them. So now I have to make sure that I'm more firm. You can't respect my boundaries enough to honor them, that I'm not going to sacrifice myself to, you know, make sure that I'm doing something for you that you want me to do. Like, no, I have to be better at that, because you're not even appreciating the way that I'm bending my boundaries for you. And so she had to really expose that to me, really show me myself. And now that I've seen it, I'm a lot more committed now, I believe, to keeping those boundaries, even with people that I care about, and I'm more mindful of it. And once I'm mindful of something, I'm pretty good at being consistent with it, because I didn't realize that I was doing that before. So it's a big thing for me to just, again, maintain that peace, hopping on the Lord's back and maintaining that peace for me, saying no and leaving it at that. They'll be okay. again, I didn't know that that was an issue I was having until it came up in therapy. Also, continue in therapy. So unfortunately, my therapist that I was working with last year transitioned out of doing one-on-one. So now I had to find a new therapist, but thank God I found one. She's Christian. My husband is going to go. So he's going to be in therapy. I'm going to be in therapy. We can do some sessions together. I'm just really, really excited about that. Just continuing to work on myself and prioritizing me when I have a life that's so full of pouring into other people. And it just makes me that much better for all the things that God has called me to do when I'm prioritizing my own wholeness. So I'm excited about this year. Like I said, no big grandiose goals. God is really just taking me on a journey over the last few years of just building and building and building and building. And so this year, I'm just going to continue to build as he leads while making sure that I'm on his back and not letting go, okay? And making sure that I'm just operating at a level of peace and joy for myself. I told you guys in a previous video how in therapy I also realized how much my identity had gotten wrapped into business because I started a business at like 23. So I'm 30. Oh God, I'll be 31. Next month, but I'm in my 30s now, and there's so much more to me than what I can produce. I know that, but I have to act like I know that by tapping into that and prioritizing that. So that's a big thing for me this year. So I'm excited. That's it for this life update. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you don't miss when we post another video. Also, follow Anchored Media Studios on Instagram. We'll be opening soon. So stay tuned for the announcements of all of that. And that's it. I'll see you guys in the next video.